So here we are, maybe, baby. And here we are. So what you see behind me is the Banana River. That's a webcam. It's not really. And this is the laptop. And this is what's feeding the image to our video computer. I don't have to have it sitting here. You can see it probably blocks the view of things. So I'll move it the fuck over here. Or I could put it on the goddamn ground. I could put it right here. The video computer is being fed by an image from our laptop. Why? Well, some of you may be engineers, some of you are not, some of you may be bored to tears with what I'm about to tell you, but it's kind of interesting for me. What happened was, we found out that our computers, our desktops are too old to interact with the OBS video platform we're using. Therefore, we needed a newer computer. Well, it just so happened I had my laptop. I said, we've got like two fucking desktops. Excuse my French. We've got two, like I watch my language anyway, right? We have two desktop computers. And let's see if I remember this. I'll bet you anything I do.
I wonder if this is it, yes.
Don't ever fuck with me when it comes to my memory. My memory is rock solid. My memory is right. I don't just,
let's see, is sequence 16298. What's the, number nine, wasn't that the 1, 2, nine? Okay.
Anyway, so, and I'm wearing the same shirt I wore the other day. I got to do some laundry. I've been here for a week, right? A week and 2 days. I got here on the 17th. When did I get here? The 17th. Yeah, the 17th, which is 24. What's today? Have I been here 2 fucking weeks? It's blowing my mind, man. What is today is this July 2nd. I've been here 2 fucking weeks? Impossible. Seems like only a week. Well, anyway, make a long story short, we found that the laptop feeds the video computer perfectly. You can see it's not a very good picture. I will fade. How do I fade out of this? Just go to laptop? Yeah. It's kind of fucked up. There's a bit of the picture sort of cut off. I don't know what the fuck that is. There's a boat out there or something. I don't know. But it's the daytime view is way better. And what I'll do is I'll start, recording the show more time in the daytime to do the thing. And your name is what?
My name is...
I got to get rid of this fucking echo. It's driving me out of my goddamn mind. What is your name, sir?
My name... is Major Elvis Newton. You talked to me last night.
I'm sorry, Major Newton. I totally forgot. We're kind of on to the next thing.
Oh, you're on to the next thing. You made me look... You made me look like a donkey's ass. Okay? Are you there? Hello? Mr. Hendry?
So that was Major Elvis Newton. I think there was a moderately funny show we did yesterday. It was just off the cuff. But the Bologna thing, I want to thank Sue Price for recommending, or she said, what happened to Bologna? I want to hear more about Bologna. Is the TV on in the other room? Motherfucker. It is. The TV is on in the other. So the next thing we have to do for Saturday Cinema, so you know, as you can see, we can now feed, we need to get an audio. We need to pull audio from the laptop. And that is a cable that I don't have. We do not have a cable to pull audio from the laptop into our mixing board, but we will. I just didn't have... I got two suitcases full of fucking cables that came from California, which Adam, bless his heart, brought. And we had a goddamn... the van that met Adam at the airport, at Orlando Airport. I thought it was going to just be kind of a van, and he could throw two cases. I know he had 2-3 cases of equipment, but he got some help at the airport. But what they showed up with was a fucking, looked like a minibus. And Adam was the only guy in it, so that was great. So he had this minibus and all this shit, and bang, off he went. In fact, he was calling me on the way over. He said, you want anything to eat, man? Because the guy's going to go through a drive-thru. I said, no, I'm good. But when we did get there, the driver, great company, Orlando Luxury Transportation, is that the name of it? Great fucking company. Great, great company. They gave us a hand with the equipment. They brought Adam over here to the studio. They were there in the terminal. You know, they were terrific. Thank you very much, guys. Because he and Adam's a big dude. He's about 6'3", 6'4", but he had three along with his own luggage, he had three big fucking equipment cases that he brought with him. So, Adam, you are the man with the master plan. All right. What are we doing tonight, man? Well, I thought what we could do is, this is Dan Dicknick. Hello, this is Dan Dicknick. This is the Dan Dicknick Sound, and this is going to be a great show tonight. First of all, I'm going to tell you something. They said, why don't you get your teeth fixed? And I said, no, I don't want to. No. I'm going to do something more groundbreaking than that's ever been done before. This is who I am. Why do I need to change who I am for you? I'm Dan Dicknick, and this is the Dan Dicknick Show. And so we're going to do a talk show. What do you think? Let's get some grades on President Trump, his first 100, 200, I don't know, his first 100 days. Let's go to Terry. Terry, how you doing?
Hi, Dan. It's impossible for me to concentrate with your lisping.
See, it's not a lisp. That's the whole thing. That's the thing that you're getting wrong.
Well, I don't know what you call it, but I don't want to talk about anything. Just listening to you.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. Thanks a lot for trying at least. Jesus. Jesus H. Christ. Help! Dan Dicknick. This is Pete Bone. I like Pete Bone, but I'm just not in a Pete Bone mood, if you know what I mean. CVS, I have you delivering shit now to Florida, bro, not fucking California. So anyway, I don't even have the strength to get up, and I don't have the strength to get up and turn that TV down. Where's my buddy Adrian Merrill? Adrian is my colleague, I told you, from K-West. And we're talking about some stuff, you know. All right. I thought the best moment with the other night was... who was in the drive-thru? Somebody went to the drive-thru. I loved it. I thought that was funnier than hell. I can hear that TV. Bigger than shit. I ain't going to turn it off either. You know, we haven't had Chris Norton in a long time. I am sorry.
Well, I think what has happened to Chris Norton, which is Daffy Dick, we had a movie called Knob from the planet. We had the planet Glan from the planet Knob. I do a lot of adult film. Daffy Dick is out. It's on video. It's available now at daffydick.com. That's daffydick.com/... My name is Chris. Yeah, this is Chris Norton, Missouri. I've been very busy. We've shut down Throb City.
You've shut down Throb City?
Yes, we have, yeah.
And Chris, this is a big decision. Why?
Because, frankly, my cess is I'm really just, I guess you could say I'm a gorilla cess. I have gorilla cess, you know.
We have sex with monkeys or something? What's that mean?
Who said that, man?
He means G-U-E-R, not gorilla as in the ape. Gorilla as in sort of an underground guy?
Well, I mean, I have Sess on the Run. So I've written a book called Sess on the Run. I've written a book called Sess on the Run. Sess, sprint for success. Sess.
That's it, sprint for success.
I've written a book, Mr. Henry, Sprint for Success, Sess on the Run.
Sprint for Success, Sex on the Run. And he's shut down Throb City. He shut down Norton Splodes as a filmmaking enterprise. His movies just suck ass, you know. I brought Bob Beat back. I brought Cynthia Booberton. You know, it all fucking stiffed. Mr. Hendry, it stiffed Mr. Hendry. It stiffed Mr. Hendry. What the fuck is this? All right, motherfuckers. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.